Administrator, I want to take a couple of minutes. First of all, what brings you to Ohio?
Well, we're here celebrating two things. Number one, the anniversary of the U.S. Department of Agriculture since its inception when President Lincoln first established the department 150 years ago. And so we're celebrating USDA's 150th anniversary. But more importantly, or just as importantly, is the National Home Ownership Month celebration for the country. So we're celebrating Home Ownership Month all across the United States. And this is the second stop in a tour, in a whirlwind tour this month for me to go out and celebrate with various homeowners about the American dream of home ownership.
Now, I understand that you had an opportunity to sit in on a roundtable down in the Claremont, or with the Claremont Chamber of Commerce, talking about the Rural Housing Refinance Pilot Program.
Yes, we had several of the interested stakeholders who work with our 502 guaranteed and our 502 direct programs. Both of those are single-family home ownership program opportunities for residents in rural America. And so many of the partners that we work with who promote the programs throughout rural America, such as realtors and private sector lenders, we had a roundtable, tried to discuss some of the new initiatives that the administration has put forth to provide continued sustainability for homeowners to stay in their homes. So much of it is in the prevention of foreclosure and in the ability to provide other servicing options to our homeowners who are struggling. So it's a celebration for many, many people, and for many others, it's an opportunity to show them how they can continue to stay in their home and how they can continue to be successful. So it was a great opportunity for me to talk to people on the ground who deal with families every day and to talk about some of the issues that they have with trying to stay in their home, trying to get affordable payments, and trying to make their entire experience of the American dream a worthwhile experience.
So what kinds of things were you hearing from those participating in the roundtable?
Well, we mostly talked about the opportunities that are available, such as the rural refi pilot. The state of Ohio is one of 19 states that has been included in what we are calling the rural refi pilot program. What that allows a homeowner to do is to refinance an existing USDA guaranteed or direct loan through a private sector lender. And you can refinance it regardless of what your credit rating looks like right now. So we are not going to require the credit rating. We are not going to require an appraisal. And we are only going to look at whether you have made the past 12 months of your mortgage payment on time. And if you're current, you will be eligible to refinance your home. So the idea here is that many of these families have done everything that was asked of them. They make their mortgage payments on time. They pay their fair share, and they deserve to be successful homeowners. And this is one more opportunity for them to do this without having to jump through a lot of hoops and without a lot of money out of their pocket. We're going to allow the folks to include closing costs in the refi of this home and roll it into the cost of that loan, and therefore it'll be very little money out of their pocket. So these are just opportunities that we want to provide for the homeowners, and these are one of the programs that we discussed and the main reason that the roundtable took place, so that we could share the information about the refi with the private sector lending community and our advocates.
Are borrowers in those pilot states taking advantage of the refi program?
Yes, they are. We've seen an uptick in the amount of refi loans that have come out. Historically, for us at USDA, only about 3% of our total portfolio on a yearly basis comes from refinance loans. The majority of them, again, are from just purchase, outright purchase loans. So we're seeing an uptick on the amount of refinance loans that are coming through. It's not just because of our program, but because, you know, the interest rates are historically low, and we want our borrowers, like everyone else, to be able to take advantage of those historic low interest rates. So, yes, to answer your question, yes, we definitely are seeing an uptake.
When do you expect a decision to be made whether or not the pilot program will continue or even be expanded?
So what we committed to was a two-year pilot. What we want to see is how these loans perform. It's very hard to know how a loan's going to perform after the first year. We think it usually takes 2 to 3 years before we have what we consider a seasoned loan. So we're going to try to give the pilot at least 2 years to see if the loans are performing well, to see if this is if we've chosen the right states. So we reevaluate the program every 6 months. We'll probably put out a report sometime in August and September to our lending community, letting them know how the pilot is going. One of the things that we did, because we felt that it was necessary to roll this out as quickly as possible, is that in order to determine the states that were going to be part of the hardest hit area, part of the pilot, we chose what HUD, what the Treasury Department had determined as the hardest hit states by the recent economic downturn in the housing market. So those 19 states that were designated as the hardest hit fund states, those are the states that are currently part of the pilot. Every 6 months, we'll reevaluate whether those were the only states that need to be part of the pilot. As many people who live in rural America know, sometimes what happens in rural America is not the same as what you see in urban America. And so just because we took the hardest hit states as designated by Treasury, it may be more urban focused. So we want to make sure that we reevaluate the program every 6 months. So at the end of 6 months, we'll do a reevaluation of the 19 states that we've chosen, to see if maybe we should have included other states. Are there other states who have larger rural populations who maybe would have been should have been included? So things like that, and other factors such as how are the loans performing that have been refied? Are people really saving money through this pilot? Is the money going back into the pockets of the home borrowers? And you know, in the long run, we feel that any money that a home buyer can put in their pocket, they're going to spend in their community. And if this is rural America, that's more wealth that's being created in that rural community. They're going to go out, they're going to spend it, they're going to spend it in rural America, and that, therefore, in the long run, helps rural economies.
In times of tight budgets like we're seeing today, did those participating in your roundtable have any concerns that rural development funding was going to be available in the future?
That actually was a question. Are we going to have funding into the future to sustain a program that is growing in popularity? And, you know, honestly, we're not limited by funding as much as we are limited by the resources that we have to put the money out there. As you know, because of budget constraints, given the tight economy that we're in, the ability to have people on the ground processing loans, doing origination, and then servicing the loans, that is more of what our concern is. We absolutely feel that we need to get the money out the door so that we can help all the potential home buyers out in rural America. But we are cognizant of the fact that that in order to put a certain amount of money out the door, I need a certain amount of people doing that. But as far as are we going to have be running out of program funds, currently, we have a $24 billion authority, and last year, last fiscal year, we only used up $17 billion of that $24 billion. We are growing at about 20% rate right now, so we think we'll do a little bit more this year than we did last year, but we feel fairly certain we're not going to hit our ceiling.
Well, from Ohio, I understand you're going to be traveling over to Indiana and then down into parts of Kentucky while you're in this part of the country.
Yes, I'm really excited about going to Indiana and Kentucky as well. So today I had the opportunity to meet with our lending community. This afternoon in Indiana, I'm going to have the chance to actually meet with a home buyer who bought a home and is living in their home, and we're going to tour their home. We're going to talk to them about their experience as a home buyer going to USDA, and so I get to actually see those feel good moments that our field staff get to be involved in on a daily basis. So rather than just being a policy and administrative person, I today get to see the fruits of our labor, and so I'm really, really excited to talk to families. It's always very uplifting to hear those stories, to know how they came to the program, how they've benefited, and that's what this is about. This is about the families that are in these homes and about the success that they make, creating a conducive environment for children. So that's what homeownership is about, and that's what our rural development programs are about, and that's what I'm so excited about having the opportunity to do today.
Administrator Trevino, I appreciate you being able to take a few minutes during your travel to visit with us about your trip here and the programs that Rural Development is offering.
You're very welcome. On behalf of my boss, Secretary Vilsack, and Undersecretary Consager, and of course President Obama, I thank you so much for the opportunity.